You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on an official visit to Russia and Austria from July 8th to 10th, the Ministry of External Affairs said on Thursday. The Prime Minister will be in Moscow on July 8th to 9th at the invitation of President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. The Uttar Pradesh police on Thursday said that 6 people have been arrested so far, including 2 females and 4 males, in connection with the tragic Hathras stampede which claimed the lives of 121 people. The arrested persons are sevdars, satsang volunteers, the police said. The police have also announced a 1 rupee lakh bounty on the arrest of the main accused, identified as Prakash Madhukar. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, should address issues such as respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity and non-discriminatory trade rights in the context of connectivity projects, India said on Thursday in a thinly veiled swipe at China. Delivering a speech on behalf of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the SCO summit in the Kazakhstan capital of Astana, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar pointed to mutual respect for territorial integrity, non-interference in internal affairs and non-use of force being the basis for the foreign policies of the 9 members of the bloc. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Team India members after they returned with the ICC World T20 trophy from Barbados. The players sat in a circle around the PM. Captain Rohit Sharma was to the right of PM Modi while head coach Rahul Dravid was to his left. India's vice-captain Hardik Pandya was sitting to the right of Rohit while star batter Virat Kohli and Jasprit Bumrah were seen sitting to the left of coach Dravid. Choreographer Johnny Master recently celebrated his birthday, sharing his joy on Instagram with Chiranjeevi, Ram Charan and Upasana Konidela. In a heartwarming post, he revealed the unique birthday gift from Ram and Upasana and thanked them for helping out numerous families. Sharing pictures with Chiranjeevi and Ram at their home on Instagram.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.